So aside from us and Marketplace, where do you go to find out about the state of the nation's economy and learn more about consumer activity? Wall Street Analysts, the Financial Press? Well, reporter Rob Schmitz from member station KPCC suggests trying the local home and garden show.
The piano man perched at the entrance is smiling. Even the ticket attendant seems to muster up something that resembles a smile. But one of the biggest smiles at Anaheim's 50th annual Home and Garden Show comes from one of its organizers. Corrine Hanley is simply thrilled that Americans are spending more and more on home improvement.
Nowadays, people are doing more and more things on their own. Home Depot is becoming like the neighborhood grocery store for a lot of people.
Anaheim's Home and Garden Show has grown over 700% in revenue over the last 5 years. In fact, nationwide, says Hanley, Americans are spending close to $250 billion per year on home improvement. The industry has even spawned do-it-yourself-style reality shows like Trading Spaces, While You Were Out, and Extreme Makeover, Home Edition. We've heard by now one of the main reasons for this trend is called cocooning. Frank Bilake is a star on the hit show Trading Spaces.
It's a very unsafe world. We're turning our homes into our refuge. And by not only is it now an investment, it's also a necessity for our own well-being emotionally.
HGTV's Brian Santos takes a more practical view of the phenomenon.
Because the economic conditions, when interest rates dropped, as home and equity loans are now more readily available, our escalating property values are huge. So now we look at it's easier to improve than move.
Jackie and Tito Mendez are doing just that. They took a home equity line of credit and stayed put in a suburb of L.A.
We're in the process of remodeling right now. We're adding on about 2,000 square feet to our house. And so we're just coming to get ideas.
One idea at the show that's turning heads is expanding your living space out into your backyard. Show organizer Corrine Hanley explains the new trend of what the industry calls outdoor living.
It's actually creating rooms out of doors, living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens. Some people are sleeping outdoors, not in a tent, but in a beautiful down comforter bed.
So they're actually sleeping outside in the open air?
Yes, nothing like nature, eh? It's a hard sell in Minnesota.
And for those cocooning in colder climates who would rather not pull their bed out to their backyard, Hanley walks over to a display for the gym in a box. Nola Roper of the Hidden Grove Company makes these. From the outside, it's a treadmill and weight set that have folded out of a closet.
But what happens is it loads right back into an armoire that comes to 48 inches across and 22 inches deep. And when you're not using your treadmill, you don't have to look at it. You're gym in a box. And then you don't have to feel guilty when you're not working out because you don't see your treadmill.
Roper says gym in a box sales are skyrocketing. A sign, perhaps, that when folks do break out of their cocoons, there'll be some buff butterflies. For Day to Day, I'm Rob Schmitz in Anaheim, California.